episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence. And it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
I am getting sick of my own voice today.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. Well, why don't you explain? Do you want to explain why?
I guess. So, and I already put it on YouTube. So, I am bored during this pandemic of ours. And I bought a ring light because I wanted to look human on Zoom calls. And I figured I should probably like get some good use out of it. So I started doing like monologues.
Right.
Out of a monologue book and like putting them on YouTube. I only have one of them. But I had to tape it today and put it up. And I had, it took me, this monologue's only like 3 minutes long. Took me like an hour to do because the goddamn cats kept getting in the way. Like they'd jump off the table and the whole camera would shake. Or like I'd get to the end and you see a tail go by.
Well, you'd think there would be.
Or like Luna was fucking around with the toy. So you hear her in the background just like fucking. And I had to keep stopping. So I'm really tired of my own voice today.
Oh, you'd think that they would ignore. You know,
no, she want Leela wanted me to feed her, so you see her tail go by my face, so I had to start over again. And then like I would like trip over a word, I'd start over. It was just a thing, but it's up there.
Was it up there in one take?
Yeah, it's one take.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I did it all in one take, which is why I had to do it so many times.
Right, right.
Because something would happen or a noise would happen.
Well,
but it's done.
Well, congratulations. I'll have to watch it.
Sure. I'm acting. Acting talent. Like Calculon in Futurama. I'm sure I'm shitty. I'm not an actor. But
you've done stuff.
Yeah, I mean, and I have like a little video up there about like how I kind of wanted to do more acting than I did when I was in the ruckus. But I just like never did it because I felt stupid. So I'm like, well, maybe I'll get good at monologues and then maybe I can like audition for some community theater and I could be like old bitch number four in our town or something.
Is that a role in our town?
I have no idea, but if it isn't, it should be for me.
I can't remember the last time I've watched our town.
I've never seen our town. I don't know.
I feel like I have, but I didn't. I don't recall old bitch number four.
I would be a really good old bitch number four.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Well,
we've
about
often
that.
Discussed how good of a character actor you would be.
I would have been amazing. What a fucking waste of my abilities. No. To be angry barista number nine. What a waste.
Because there's eight baristas in this whole in this coffee shop and they're all crowded behind the counter.
Yes.
And you're just number nine. You're like, ah!
Yes.
I'm angry.
Yes. That's exactly how it goes.
But, well, yeah. Well, cool. And where can people see that?
I have a YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. And it's at Jen Stansfield on YouTube.
Oh, right. Yeah, it's just your name.
It's just my name.
Yeah.
Just like everything else. My social meds.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
It's good to have a good, steady brand.
Yeah. You know, and using my name is such a brilliant move.
Yeah. Never been thought of.
No. No one's ever done it before.
Speaking of YouTube, I have my YouTube that I've been trying to engage with, and which is at AngryHero79. On the YouTubes, you could check that out. I just open up action figures and talk about them.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to try to start doing iMovie and try to actually, like, figure some stuff out with them. I don't know.
Yeah, I was fucking with it today.
Yeah.
I got a title card. I haven't used iMovie in a very long time.
It's been forever.
I haven't used any video editing software probably since I was in grad school.
Yeah, same. No, same. I mean, and I think about, like, audio or video editing is that it's not that much different from audio editing.
No.
In a lot of ways, in terms of, like, you know, commands and stuff like that. Like, it's pretty easy to figure. I think, for me,
it just takes some time to, like, get back into it.
Yeah.
Figure it
like,
out.
For instance, like, today, it took me a minute to figure out how to use iMovie and how to, like, clip something out like you normally, like, you could when you're doing, like, audio or something. Like, you just find it. If you have a piece, like, from a certain point to a certain point, you want to clip it.
Right.
You know, and I'm trying to figure that out. So I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to mess around with it more and see. I, you know, my buddy Joe, a friend of the show, Joe Todaro, he has been very, you know, he's very helpful because he does YouTube, you know, on his, on the regular. And he, which is at Sweatpants Joe and Sweatpants Joe Eats. If you want to check out some food related content and toy related content, he's got a bunch of stuff that he does.
Yeah.
And Joe, knows how to, like, Joe's not how to video edit. Like, he's been doing this for a while, you know, so he knows how to do, like, Final Cut and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool. But I've been just opening up some action figures, you know, I just, like yourself, I'm bored.
Right.
I don't know.
So can't fucking go anywhere.
Can't go anywhere. Can't really.
All I want is the vaccine. That is all I want.
Yeah.
I think I tweet that like once a day.
Yeah, well, apparently, like,
all I
apparently
want.
If you hang around somewhere that has a broken freezer.
Well, shit, let's go fucking find somewhere. And let's go at the end of the day.
Yeah, just be like, hey, hey, freezer? Yeah, or something.
I'm like,
I don't know.
Just give it to me.
Yeah.
Like, when I say put it in my veins, I fucking mean it. Like, let's
literally
go.
Literally put it in my vein.
I just can't do
it. Find
this
a vein
anymore.
And stick it in there. At this point, I don't even care if it's 100% effective. I know it's just not.
I don't care. You need to put it in my fucking eyeball? Great. I don't fucking care. Just get that vaccine.
Take that, Angry Barista number 9.
Oh, seriously. My God, I just want this over with.
Yeah. No, I'm
tired of staying in this house.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can get to go to a brewery and get a beer and eat a.
I just want to sit at a bar. I don't even care if it's a good bar. I'm just going to sit there and be like, holy fuck, I'm in a bar.
You know what bar I like to sit at is that one.
Any of them.
The one on, we're obviously not there anymore, but the one in Boston on Alston, we're on the Brighton.
Which one?
Do you remember that? Not the one with the taps, but the one the opposite direction.
Not Sunset.
Not Sunset, but the other one, I forgot what it was called.
You mean the dive?
Yeah, it's a dive. Remember that dive place?
That shitty dive where we saw the...
The Kick Spit Festival.
Yes, for the first time. Yeah.
And it was really funny because I couldn't, there was no sound and I just...
But you were still laughing?
But it was very funny. yes. Yeah, I remember that place.
That shitty little dive right off Brighton. Yeah.
I forgot that was called.
I forget what it was called too, but it was like right, like not even 2 minutes from our apartment.
Yeah.
We moved to Boston.
Yeah. That's how it is in Boston. You can walk to a lot of bars.
Oh, I miss Boston.
Yeah.
You know what I'd like to do? And I've told you this. When this is all the fuck over, because I have the privilege of being able to work from home.
As do I.
Because my office is like shut. That's it. It will never open again. We are all remote now.
Mm-hmm.
So I could technically work from everywhere, anywhere. I want to like get a fucking Airbnb for a month and I just want to go live in New York for a month.
Mm.
And just, why not?
Yeah.
And just like explore New York.
Get yourself a slice.
Oh God, so many slices. Sit at bars if there's any left.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I want.
Yeah, no, that'd be kind of neat.
Yeah.
But where was I? Where was I going with that?
Oh, I don't know. Talking about how we're both bored and that's why we're doing YouTube.
I got so bored talking about being bored. I got bored talking about what I was talking about. No, but yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm doing some action figure openings and, you know, I'll post some of those on the Facebook page too. But yeah, if you want to go there, you know, what's funny is, so in the one video I posted, like, I don't got no, it was like smatterings of views. Okay. Because there's millions of other videos on YouTube, many of which you should be watching over stuff that I have. You know.
Oh, there's much better.
There's much better content. You know, I understand. I'm not really.
Oh yeah, no.
I'm not breaking into doing anything breaking, you know, and unique. But
yeah, Trixie Mattel has a new video that I need to go watch after this.
Oh yeah.
Plus, there's a Sia video I need to go watch again.
Sia video.
There's a Sia video I need to go watch again.
is your boyfriend in it?
He sure is.
Oh, he's always. Is he?
I don't know.
Is it a recent Sia video?
No, it's from like 2015. It's him and Heidi Klum making out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm going to watch it again after we're done with this. But first, I have to watch Trixie Mattel.
Has Pedro Pascal done everything?
He's done a lot of shit. He's also done like a lot of modeling shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So like he did like a Fendi thing recently. Like,
I was gonna say, he works a lot. Apparently, he's in
this book, by the way. That there's a guy in here who looks just like him in Triple Frontier.
Okay,
so we'll talk about it when we get there.
Apparently, he might even be in my YouTube video. Who knows?
You know what? He might walk by in the background. This motherfucker works all the time.
He might just appear in the reflection in my cabinets. It's like, oh God, it's Mandalorian.
Honestly, we couldn't afford him.
I don't know. He's looking for work. Apparently, he's doing everything.
Working all the time. Yeah.
Apparently,
Constantly working.
Oh, okay, good. Hope he's got a nice house.
I assume so.
Have we seen how he lives?
I have no idea.
Do we know if he's got a good pool?
I guess.
You know, if you can afford that pool.
I am assuming that if you were a...
I'm assuming he lives in L.A.
Or
California.
Yes. I don't know. I think he bounces back and forth between New York and L.A. Mm. But if he's in California, I assume like most people who have some sort of like longer than a season series probably has a place with a pool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably got like, a nice pool.
Yeah, if you've worked a lot, like...
A solarium.
Right, like a pool.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people have pools in
You should
LA.
Ask them on Twitter.
Yeah, I'll just add them. Hey, do you have a pool?
You have a pool? Hey, Mando, you got a pool?
Yo, Mando, you got a pool?
Hey, Mando, you got a pool? This is the thing I was to say. So three people watched my video, right?
Woo! Three.
Three people. One of which... gave me a thumbs down.
Oh, no, why?
I don't know. Apparently, out of three people, somebody went, meh. Just, this video sucks. I don't know. Maybe I said something in there about the pandemic, or maybe I made some sort of somewhere comic or something.
Oh, I don't know.
I made it. Maybe I waxed poetic on something.
Were you social justice warrior-ing all over the place, no, being like, hey, maybe it's okay for people to be different color and also different sexualities.
No, I wasn't even that. I was like,
frown.
No, we've got
hate.
Yeah, but I think I was talking about, like, I made a joke about, like, the show that Conrad Thompson does with Tony Schiavone.
Oh, you know what? Conrad Thompson didn't like your video. That's what that was.
Yeah, I'm certain he saw it. I'm certain he's got it. Even though, like, we're kind of in, like, sort of circles, we're not really ever going to.
No.
I don't think.
Well, we're never going to leave the house again, so we're not
those circles will never meet. But. For those of you who don't know, Conrad Thompson is a podcast producer that does like wrestling podcasts with like a whole bunch of people, and basically is, you know, at least from what I gather, is like he just walks through and talks to somebody about something, about like specific things, and then that host just kind of goes, well, you know, it could have been like that, and maybe it wasn't, but I'm not really going to say, and then everybody's like, man, this is a great podcast. You know, or whatever. That's what it feels like a lot of times.
Should we do that with our podcast?
Yeah, you kind of say a lot of vague things, and everybody goes, "Man, that was great. Man, I really understood what happened at this pay per view." But I was kind of snarking on it. That just something came up in my conversation about the action figure that kind of snarked on that, and I'm assuming somebody watched that one. Ah.
That's all right.
They got angry.
Well, fair enough.
But you know, I guess you know what? I had it coming. I had somebody actually. I had a comment. And somebody, because I opened up. I have a switchblade.
Oh yeah, somebody was yelling.
Not switchblade. Yeah, not switchblade.
It's a pocket knife.
Pocket knife.
My dad gave it to you.
Your father gave it to me.
Yes.
It's from like I think your aunt.
Well, no. He went up to visit my aunt who lives up in New Hampshire.
Aunt,
by Lake Winnipesaukee. And so he brought you a knife back that says like Lake Winnipesaukee on it.
But it has my name on it too.
It also has your name on it. Yeah.
But I like it because it's.
I know
in handy.
You love the pocket knife, which is good. It does come in handy.
And if you listen, if you ever listen to Steve Austin talk, he says you have to have a pocket knife on you because you never know when you might be trapped in a car.
Well, you never know when you need to like open something. I mean, my dad has always carried a pocket knife, which is why he gave you a pocket
right.
knife.
Right. No, and he was right, but I enjoy the pocket knife. So if I'm opening up like action figures or something. You know, I'll just use a pocket knife. And somebody was watching the video, apparently was like, man, who the hell uses a pocket knife? I go, me, because I like it.
You.
Yeah, me. I was like, well, I use a knife. So, anyways, try to find us on YouTube. We do stuff on YouTube and Facebook.
Apparently we do now.
we're tubing. Not really much else going on. We did watch a few movies.
We did.
I can talk about them real quick, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
Well, we watched Promising Young Woman.
Which I was really, really excited to see. I was, like, psyched for that fucking movie.
Uh-huh.
I didn't love it as much as I was hoping I would love it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just going to say, quick spoiler, she needed to... Spoiler, spoiler, spoiler. Skip ahead, like, 15 seconds. She needed to kill those motherfuckers!
Yeah.
Nobody, there was like, there are not nearly enough dead men in this fucking movie.
I was under the impression that there's going to be some dead.
Very angry that she didn't kill those people. And that makes me mad.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll just say that. I don't want to spoil any more of it because I had another thought too, but I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah, no, I had some thoughts too, and they kind of pertains to the ending, and I didn't really want to.
Don't want to spoil it.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it, but basically it's about Carey Mulligan playing a woman who is kind of like doing like a revenge plot for
kind of.
But she's, yeah, it's something that you have
it's
to.
It's like, well, the premise of the movie is like she's upset because her and her friend were in med school together. They were lifelong friends. And her friend was raped at a party.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, there was no justice because, God forbid, we actually hold these boys accountable for doing shitty things. Uh-huh. And, oh, she was drunk. She asked for it, blah, blah, blah. So her friend ended up dropping out of school and killing herself.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, Carey Mulligan's character, Cassandra?
No, it's Cassie. Yeah.
Is it whatever?
It could be either.
Is now basically working through all of her depression and just despair by trying to fuck with these dudes who do shitty things.
Yeah.
So that's basically the premise of the movie.
Yeah. And if you can watch the trailer and get a good sense of that. But yeah, we watched that. And then, well, there's actually a few other things. So we watched, there's a few other things I actually did want to bring up. So, well, we watched the Fantasy Island, Blumhouse's Fantasy Island.
It was dumb.
And that movie's dumb.
Didn't like it.
Yondu's in it.
Yondu is in it. And so is Tig from Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a shared universe. I'm just sharing universes nowadays.
Actor is in this movie, it's a shared fucking universe.
Yeah, you know, it's you know, Tig went to, you know, he left Sam Crow to go do something.
Shoot some guys in a jungle, I guess.
To become a mercenary. And Yondu fell, when he was like Mary Poppins, y'all, like, you know, he fell to earth and he became a woodsman or whatever, living in a jungle.
Yeah.
And it's just
dumb.
It's dumb.
It's really dumb.
And then we also watched, we have actually one episode left, the Nixium documentary on
yes.
Stars. Because so in order to watch Fantasy Island, we had to either we were going to rent.
You know, we had to like buy Fantasy Island for like $14, which I was like, fuck you, I'm not buying that, or I could sign up for a 7-day free trial of Stars. So let's do that instead. So that's what we did, and I have to go cancel it. But we're right now watching the Nixium documentary, Seduced.
Yeah.
Way better than the HBO documentary.
Oh,
because at least you get more information. But again, I still don't know what these people were even talking about in their cult.
I have a little bit more information.
Oh, do you?
I feel a little bit more enlightened because it's actually focusing on that sort of stuff.
Mm.
In certain regards, because sure. The main focus of this one is it's not about the
Mark Vicente,
you know, the documentarian and all, you know, and the girl that was in Star Wars, Clone Wars, whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah, who's like married to him or whatever.
Yeah, and then like, you know, whatever, and fucking Nippy and whatever.
Nippy.
I just like saying
what
Nippy.
About Nippy?
I just like, even though Nippy's like probably like a Z-list. Z level in terms of whatever's going on here. I just like saying his name.
Yeah.
I just like blaming everything on Nippy. But, you know, instead of focusing on all those jabronis, you know, and having all this stuff like, oh my God, you know, they're going to do this, we're going to do that. And it feels very dramatic and everything. This one's just a bit more, I mean,
like, this is what actually happened.
What
this
actually
is the
happened.
Bad shit. And it's way, like, when you watch it and you like see some of the clips from, Volleyball Man, what the fuck his name is?
Well,
Keith Raniere. When you hear him in this documentary, it is so much worse than in the other one.
Yeah, well, because they actually, the way that, and maybe it's just, I don't know, I feel like this one is really like focusing on like the bad shit, the reason why the thing was bad, as opposed to just it was a cult and people were wrapped up in it, but, you know, we didn't really know why it was bad.
Right.
You know, like, I feel like, because there was stuff about, like, the trafficking
yeah.
that I feel wasn't very clear in the vow.
No, it was not, no.
As opposed to this one, it's, like, it's pretty obvious, like, why, you know, what this guy was doing and, you know, and how terrible he was. And, you know, apparently the Vow's coming back for another season where they talk to Keith Raniere, and that's going
to
be
You know what? I don't know if I want to watch it, to be honest with you.
It's one of those things where, like, you hang around somebody. If you're hanging around somebody, people like you don't know, and then somebody starts acting a certain way, like talking about things that are very, uncomfortable or whatever, and you just know right off the bat that it's somebody that either you make a decision right then and there,
right,
as to whether or not it's like either I want to be associated with this person or I don't want to be associated with this person.
The answer is you don't want to be associated with this person.
Yeah, it sometimes it takes a while. There's instances in my life where I've met people where I'm like, in hindsight now when I'm older, I'm like, wow, that person was a dumbass.
Yeah.
You know, even though back when I was, say, 20, I was like, oh, that person was the fucking coolest. Oh, I stood up for that guy, but I was also 20.
Sure.
But there's sometimes you can also, with somebody like Keith Raniere, though, it's like you could, just hearing him talk in certain, you know, in some of these clips, you're just like, if I heard some of it, like, it just doesn't seem right to me, you know. And obviously, if you're really steeped into whatever logic this is being put forward, you know, as a cult or whatever, as an organization that they're trying to imbue into your soul, you know, then you don't really see it right away. But as somebody who's an outsider, I'm just like, okay, yeah, that guy clearly is something. Like, I don't want to get into it because it's just so gross.
It really is gross. It's pretty disgusting. If you get a chance to watch it, you'll be like, ooh.
Yeah. But it's much better because it also came out after The Vow.
Yeah.
Which I thought that we were running concurrently, but I guess.
I think it was like a week after. It was like really soon after.
Yeah. But this one makes a lot more sense. Mm-hmm. And it's actually kind of like that I did watch The Vow because there's certain people and, you know, there's characters and this people in this Vow, in The Vow that.
Like Nippy.
Like, I wouldn't know who the hell Nippy was, but clearly I did.
Yeah, we know who Nippy is.
It's like, I know. And then you steer clear of Nippy and Keith.
Yeah, pretty much all of them, really.
I mean, all of them. Actually, anybody that's really involved, like all those, like Mark Vicente and all these other jabronis.
Yeah, he doesn't come off good in this at all.
No.
Because, you know, he's like so trying so hard and like, in The Vow to like come off as just like this guy who just really loved film, but just kind of got duped.
Yeah.
And then you watch this and you're like, oh no, that doesn't look like what happened. You were really part of it.
Yeah. You were into it and you dug it for the while you were into it and then you got out.
Yeah. You know? It's just one of those things where some of the times they're like, this is what we would learn in this class. And I was like, I would never have lasted.
Be there for like a bagel and be like, I'm out.
I would have been kicked out. I would have been kicked out like Catherine Oxenberg got fucking kicked out because she kept questioning things and they were like, get out.
Yeah, that's right. They kicked out the lady from Dynasty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who apparently was married to Casper Van Dien. And I didn't realize this.
I didn't know.
And
this
I thought
either.
There was like a big age difference, but there really isn't. But it looks like there is.
This is the thing. I did not realize. So we saw the picture of Casper, whatever his name is, Van Dien.
Casper Van Dien, who's Dien. Of Starship Troopers fame.
Okay, Casper Van Dien. And there's a picture of him, and I'm like, wow, he's really young. No, he just looks like a child. Like a baby-faced little boy. And he's like 49 years old, and he looks 18.
Yeah.
Well, good for him, man. That's the fucking dream.
Yeah, living that dream.
Yeah, no. There's a lot of, like, you know, when you watch yourself on camera, as I did today, my face moving, it's just very upsetting. So I can see for Casper Van Dien, who looks 18, he's probably not very upset.
I was like, no, look at my face move. It's pretty good. I kind of like it. Yeah. So yeah, we watched that. And then the last thing I want to talk about, I went to two, but I only made a quick stop into the one. But I went to a place out in Thornton called Out the Box. Mm-hmm. It's a gimmick store or consignment store.
Yeah.
You know, where basically it's like, hey, you know, we've got a bunch of toys and, you know, we got some video games and Pokemon cards and posters. We have a bunch of crap in here and we'll just sell it all in here. And not too bad. I wasn't really feeling all that comfortable in there because of the whole current COVID situation. Because that parking lot when I went to, it's like in like a strip mall. like a strip mall thing. That parking lot was packed. Like, it was packed. And like, and there's like a Chinese restaurant in there. And I'm like, all you motherfuckers eating at this Chinese restaurant? Like, come on. What's wrong with you?
That's why we're never going to be over this.
Well, I know that.
Because this, God fucking forbid.
God forbid you can't get orange chicken. You know, but.
I mean, I love orange chicken too, but Jesus fuck.
Yeah. But they, everybody was, you know, but it felt kind of crowded in there. And, you know, and then some of those places too, where it's like, it's kind of like Big Lou's in LA or Culver City, where it, you know, you feel kind of claustrophobic. Even though there's a lot of cool shit to look at,
sure,
you still can feel pretty claustrophobic just standing around, and especially if there's other people there trying to like check shit out. You know, you don't really have a lot of space to move around. But I did buy some stuff. You know, I bought some action figures, and also bought some wrestling magazines.
Oh man,
which was a pleasant surprise because I was just thinking about how I wanted some new wrestling magazines, and this one in particular had like a magazine rack. Mm-hmm. Full of like wrestling magazines from like the mid 70s to like the early 80s, which is an era you don't really see just kind of hanging out. But they're all like a buck.
Right.
You know, I was like, well, it would be stupid not to buy some of these. So I picked some up. And, you know, maybe, you know, if I ever get a chance to go back there, maybe I'll buy some more. Who knows?
Yeah.
It was kind of neat. So
definitely.
Yeah. And then went to All Seas Collectibles out in Aurora, and that place was. You know, that place is like one of those places where it's like they sell like baseball cards and coins.
Mm.
You're selling, man. I mean, I don't know, man. If you're selling, you're out there selling coins, man. I don't know.
People collect them.
I guess so. It's weird.
I mean, I don't think I've ever met anybody who like in real life who collects.
My grandfather
coins.
Used to have some quarters.
Yeah, but like, was it a coin collection?
Yeah. Like it was like in like a book, and he had like these quarters in this book.
Yeah.
Like in a thing, but it was like, you know, I mean, I don't think it was like that serious. It wasn't like he had like tons of it. He just had like some stuff, you know. And sometimes you have like currency. Like I have like, I still have it from like when I was a kid, like these, some Italian, like a lira or something, you know, or some sort of currency.
I feel like I might still have somewhere, probably in the attic. Like, I think I have, like, a couple pound coins.
Yeah.
From when I went to London.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to have so many Canadian coins.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So that's, if you wanted to sell your Canadian coins, I guess you'd go there.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I guess that's all I want to talk about. Do you have anything else you want to bring up?
No.
All right. Well, check out our YouTubes.
YouTube.
Pedro Pascal, soon to be host a guest on our YouTube, because apparently he has something else better to do.
That would never happen.
No.
Probably. And you know what? That's really good because I would literally die.
Yeah, that'd be really uncomfortable for me.
What, that I just died?
Yeah. You died when Pedro Pascal showed up. And be like, well, now my wife is dead. It's because of you. Help me move her body.
You're going to ask him to help you move my body?
You're here. You might as well. I mean, I can't.
I mean, you showed up. Might as well help me hide
this,
a body.
This is why you. I guess this is why you're here, right?
To A, commit unintentional murder, and B, to help hide this corpse.
We're not going to hide it. We'll just move it aside. Well, and we'll take it to wherever you take bodies.
Well, like I've always said, just throw me in the trash.
Yeah, just move me aside. Throw me in a ditch.
Yeah, exactly. Throw me in a ditch. Put me in some trash.
Is that Pedro Pascal throwing that woman in a ditch?
Is that the Mandalorian hiding a body? Just throwing that body into a fucking ravine.
Who's that? Who's that with him? Is that a
with some random dude?
Yeah, is that the angry hero? Is that guy who watches YouTube?
Yes.
Yeah. I give him a thumbs down. Boo!
Boo! You're bad at hiding bodies. Boo!
Oh, brother. Right. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll come back with our book for this week.
Dr. Fate.
Dr. Midnight.
Starman.
Johnny Quick.
Wildcat.
Power Girl.
The All-Star Squadron. The
Firebrand.
Amazing Man.
Huntress.
Cyclone.
Sandman.
Mr. Terrific.
Star Commander Girl. Steel.
Seven Soldiers of
Liberty.
Infinity Incorporated.
Those are just some of the celebrated and beloved heroes associated with Earth 2 and the Justice Society of America.
These daring mystery men and women banded together in 1940 to form the first super team in comics.
They inspired a decades-long legacy of heroes who would follow in their footsteps, and now they've inspired us to launch a new podcast.
Justice Society Presents, a new anthology on the Fire & Water Podcast Network featuring a variety of theme shows with different hosts celebrating some of their favorite comics and characters associated with the Golden Age of Comics, Earth 2, the JSA, and beyond.
We'll launch this new series with an ongoing show called Justice Society Presents Crisis, in which Rob and Shag go through each of the classic team-ups between the Justice League and the Justice Society.
Then joining the podcast feed will be the Starman Chronicles. Chris and Cindy continue their coverage of James Robinson's epic series from beginning to end.
Later in the year, Ryan Daly and Max Romero will tackle the Vertigo title Sandman Mystery Theater.
And 2 years later, Ryan will cancel it.
Probably.
Then in the coming months and years, we'll be adding further ongoing shows and one-off specials celebrating other beloved characters and comics related to the JSA of any era, from the 1940s to today.
Join the fight for justice and subscribe to Justice Society Presents on the Fire & Water Podcast Network.
All right, we are back here in Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is Metamorpho Year 1, Number 4, from January 2008. This is something I picked up in a trade. I like Metamorpho, and I wanted to talk about it. And actually, the reason why I did want to do it for our show has to do with it's related to the Wonder Woman 1984.
Well, yeah, because Simon Stagg's in it.
Simon Stagg makes an appearance in Wonder Woman 1984, which got me very excited because I was like, well, maybe there's going to be a Rex Mason appearance somehow in this DC universe, because, you know, because if Simon Stagg exists, then Rex Mason has to exist.
Yes.
And so maybe we'll get to see that at some point. But I don't know. We'll maybe see a Metamorpho movie or TV show, or maybe Rex Mason has appeared in something else that I haven't realized in some other universe.
Probably not.
No, nothing. I never get anything I like.
No, sorry.
So, but anyways, this is a year one story. So it just talks about like his early adventures, a bit more of an update to, you know, because I can't, maybe it's an update in the sense that he had his own series back in the like 60s, but I don't know for certain if they had like more of like an origin story of his that kind of spanned across a bunch of, you know, issues or whatever. But the cover of this issue has a guy, a Metamorpho. He is crying, or he's having a cry face.
I don't know if he's crying. He just looks like he's having a really angry scream.
Angry scream.
Ah!
That's true. Yeah, he's more of a scream anger.
And there's like a guy behind him, like holding like some poison. Looks like he's gonna throw it at him, I guess.
Yeah, and this guy, well, he's coming out of the poison.
Oh, Metamorpho is.
Metamorpho's
right.
Coming out of the poison, and
because
he's
chemicals.
Because he's elements.
I mean, we're all chemicals, but whatever.
Sure. Yeah. He is elements. He, if you're not familiar with Metamorpho, he is the element man or elemental man.
Mm.
He was exposed to the Orb of Ra, and he was transformed into a pasty dude wearing the color composition of his outfit is very confusing.
Is it his outfit or is it his skin?
Or his skin. I don't know. It's because I've never seen him where like Metamorpho's got his shirt off or whatever.
Yeah, I think that's just how he looks.
Yeah, it's just how he looks. But it's very...
I think it's his body.
It's just very strange. It's very strange because it's very symmetrical and, you know, evened out. But the colors, like, you know, he's orange on the right, purple on the left, but he's got kind of scaly on the left.
Yeah.
And then he's got like a mud leg, and then another leg is silver. Yeah. And he's also wearing trunks because of modesty.
Well, you know.
And he has a belt.
So maybe I shouldn't ask that question.
Well, you want to ask about, well, yeah, I think I know what you're going to ask about.
I'm assuming that his penis is also Like if his one half of his leg, like one leg is brown, like it looks like wood, and then the other one's silver. I'm assuming like his penis is like right down the middle. One looks like wood and the other looks silver.
Yeah, like, yeah. He's got
I mean, because you're right. It is very symmetrical.
He's got a bicolored penis.
I assume he would.
You know, this was part of the experiments that they're doing on him because it starts off
stripy.
It's weird too because like his skin, like he's kind of got like a nose. Sometimes he has a nose and sometimes he doesn't.
Yeah, sometimes he looks like Voldemort and like in Harry Potter. Remember when Ralph Fiennes has like no nose? It sometimes looks like that.
Right, but then sometimes he has you know regular ass nose.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of like, I don't understand why he's so, I mean, I understand his skin, like maybe like his, like where he's white, like he's got this very wrinkly and kind of odd looking.
Like he's been in the bath too long.
Yeah. Like he's like, he kind of looks like,
he's pruny.
Well, he looks like Michael Berryman that, you know.
Yeah. I could see that.
I'm assuming I don't know if Michael Berryman was around when he was created, but
probably not,
you know, but or at least as far as an
whatever,
actor.
There's a name for the condition he has.
Vitiligo? Vitiligo?
No, it's not that because it's something completely
Oh no, you're
different.
Right. It's something else. Yeah.
Because whatever it was that Michael Berryman's dead, right?
No, he's still alive.
Still alive. Good. So whatever it is that he has, it causes, he has no hair. So no eyelashes, no eyebrows, no hair in general, no fingernails. And something else. I can't remember what it's called.
Something about sweat glands or something?
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called, but there is a genetic condition that he has that makes him look that way.
Yeah. Is it not?
It's not vitaglio.
Vitaglio.
Because vitaglio is when, like, you just lose pigment.
Yeah.
But this is, like, you don't have fingernails, you don't have hair, you don't have these other things.
Yeah.
So
there's experiments being conducted on him by Simon Stagg. And Rex is convinced that he is going to be cured of whatever's happened to him. And I've always, I don't quite understand where he gets that because what has happened to him is very much a permanent change of mystical means.
I was going to say, again, I didn't read the first issue in this book, so they may have retconned it, so it's not the Orb of Ra, or
is no, it is the Orb of Ra because even because Simon mentioned
you're right,
it
is. So it's this mystical thing. The only way, like you can't science your way out of some of this magic shit.
Well, I think they're trying to reverse engineer it somehow, you know, in some way, trying to figure out how if they can use the orb to reverse something. And there's moments
that would be the only way, right?
Yeah, and there's moments. I think in the next issue, which I read that Simon says he discovered a way, but it's not really probably actually happening because I don't know. It's just, it's saying it's like misses. It's like, you know, if you were cursed, you know, by a witch to look like a monster, you know. You know, you need the witch to reverse to being a monster. You can't just go to a doctor and be like, hey, can I stop looking like a monster?
Can you renounce that?
You can renounce it. I renounce being a monster.
I renounce that spell.
I renounce my monsterness. That's what I would say.
The only thing that matters is the truth. I renounce my monsterness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, he's under these tests and everything. And Rex is understandably frustrated. You know, he's like, look, you're like the second richest man in the world.
I like that they always say he's the second richest man in the world.
Yeah.
I'm assuming Lex.
Or Lex.
Is Lex the richest?
I think it's either Lex or Bruce.
I feel like it's Lex.
Could be. I think probably.
Does that mean Bruce is not the second richest man in the world?
No, he's like the third.
Ugh. Batman should beat somebody up for that. I mean, he goes to the Forbes offices and he just starts beating people because they're like, you didn't put me number one.
He's just.
You know why he's not the richest man in the world? Because he spent way too much fucking money on being Batman.
That's right. Mm. If you only saved while being Batman, you could have been better off. You didn't have to have all that armor.
Yep.
You know, you actually don't. You know what? Here's an idea. Don't be Batman.
There's a thought.
maybe
use
don't.
That money to make Gotham a better place instead of, I don't know, building a tank.
Building a tank that you drive into a mountain.
And then you say, oh, but it doesn't actually kill people, but it's got fucking Gatling guns on the fucking front of it. I don't kill people. These bullets kill people.
Yeah. The science kills people. It's the propulsion.
The force of this bullet that came out of this gun killed that person, not me pulling the trigger.
Yeah. Which was a conscious decision that I made. But, you know, the decision is that if science didn't want me to do this, then the button wouldn't press. It would not be available. The science wouldn't be available.
Mm.
But anyway, so Ben Ruffalo's understandably frustrated, and he's just like, you know what, fuck this, I'm gonna go to LexCorp or Star Labs. And Simon's like, well,
he's like, is this where he hands on the mask?
Well, no, we're getting there.
Okay,
he's like, look, you know, you won't get close to coming get what you need from me, from them.
Yeah,
you know, you're just he says. That's the equivalent of ordering a 7-course gourmet meal at a Big Belly Burger, which I enjoy when they, anytime they mention Big Belly Burger, because that's kind of like the McDonald's of the DCU.
Yeah.
You know, it's even made an appearance in Arrow.
Yes, it has.
It's like the five. It's like the X-Explorer. I feel like it's more like a Five Guys. I don't think it's so much like a McDonald's as it is like a Five Guys or a Five Guys.
Really?
Yeah.
I just always thought it was just another fast food joint, but maybe I'm wrong.
I feel like it's only, I don't know. Who owns Big Belly?
Can you franchise Big Belly Burger?
Yeah.
Can I open a Big Belly Burger in Keystone City?
You sure can.
I mean, I assume so.
Be like open a Tim Hortons out here in Denver, which somebody should do. Maybe should it be me?
It should be you, but I think we're probably too far away because they don't like drive shit to us.
How do you know? They would probably, I'm assuming if you franchise something, they would give it to you, right? They would get you stuff.
Perhaps you should look into franchising a Tim Hortons.
Maybe I will. Maybe I'll turn this house into a Tim Hortons.
Oh, great.
People will just have to come through the cul-de-sac.
Yeah, that'll make our neighbors happy. You know what? Fuck our neighbors, because they keep letting their goddamn cat out. He's fighting with our cats through the goddamn window.
Yeah. Look,
so, you know what?
I'll force them to endure the people wanting delicious coffee.
And donuts.
And sandwiches.
I want a donut now.
Oh, you want to go get donuts?
I want a donut now.
Okay, maybe we'll get donuts.
I really want a donut. Ooh, can we go to Voodoo Donuts?
We can go to Voodoo Donuts.
I want a donut.
There is a Voodoo Donuts out here in Denver.
I don't need a donut. I'm trying to decrease mass. But I really want a donut.
Oh. We'll think about it. Anyways, so Rex is like, I'm going to go to whatever, and what's his face is like, well, look, I have the orb. So whatever, you know, whatever your issues are, they're probably going to need this orb. And if they don't have the orb, they're not going to really be able to help you.
Yeah.
So, and also that's the thing I was going to make a point too was, so that's the thing. Rex is like angry that he looks like a freak. I don't think he looks that much like a freak. Like he's still humanoid. He just has he's just like Michael Berryman, to be honest.
Yeah, but he's also gray. It is.
But he's not a dick.
I mean,
he's not like a gray guy. He's like, I'm gray. Ah!
No, it's just one of those things that like I saw when you were sick.
Right, right, right.
I saw a woman who was gray. Like she was so sick, she was gray. And it is very startling.
Yeah.
To see. And it's upsetting.
That's true.
Because that person's not doing good.
No.
So maybe that's what he's worried about. He doesn't want to upset everybody when he goes in public. But a good foundation will fix that.
Yeah, it's the same. Maybe somebody, I mean, Simon Stagg can afford some good makeup artists.
Not only that, but I'm sure he could figure out enough to, if I can learn how to put on makeup, and I am terrible at most things, this guy can learn.
Of course he can.
So is this where he like?
Well, this is where he's like he threatens. He's like, look, you know, you're because basically Stag is like, look, oh, I got the orb, so you're fucked. And he's like, well, I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah.
You know, Metaphor's like, I'm gonna kill you. He's like, no, look here. How about this? Here's a mask.
And it's really funny. He's like, here's this like latex mask. Go ahead, put this on. And he puts it on, and apparently it looks great.
It looks immediately.
Like him. Yeah.
Like Rex Mason, who Rex Mason in this.
He's an actor.
No, he's a celebrity. He's like a
news guy.
No, like a reality show host. Like he's kind of like a Bear Grylls, like a treasure hunter, you know,
he's,
or
like a Ryan Seacrest type.
No, not even that. Like he's not really a host either. He's just like a he goes on like on treasure hunts and shit. And that way I don't know if I can't remember what
he's
kind
of Geraldo?
Yeah, yes, he's Geraldo. Yeah, the way that you defeat Metamorphosis is you throw a chair at him.
Did I ever tell you that when I was in I think speech class, we had to watch that video.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. To show like how
words can hurt.
Yeah, and how it can escalate into violence. So we had to actually watch the one where Geraldo takes a fucking chair to the face. That was in high school.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how you feed Metamorpho, though. You throw a chair at his face and break his nose.
Well, he has no nose in some of these.
Oh, that's right. He has no nose. So he's like, ha-ha!
Victory's mine!
I am better than Geraldo. Well, most of us are better than Geraldo. He's kind of a dipshit.
Yeah, he's kind of a dick.
So, yeah, he gives us this mask, though, and he looks great. And Sapphire Stag, who is Simon's daughter, who was with Rex Mason, comes in and she's like, oh my god, you're cured,
you look like you again, except your body's still weird,
even though your body's still got that you're gross, like they just cured your head.
Yeah, she's into that striped dick.
No, she even kind of implies, because she's like he's like, look, you know, because basically Simon's like, look, you know, you have this mask, why don't you go out and like enjoy life, because at least that way people won't you know, see you a certain way.
Yeah.
And you could take my plane or whatever, and we can go to like an island with trees or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We also have by the way, we have Java, the bodyguard.
Yes.
Or like Simon Stagg's muscle, who is infatuated with Sapphire. So he offers to go as a bodyguard, and Metamorpho's like, nah, I could take care of Simon or Sapphire. And she's like, yeah, in every way imaginable.
Yeah, I just
so she's seen the striped dick.
I
and she's given the thumbs up to the striped dick.
I mean, yes, I 100% agree. Thumbs up to that striped D.
To the bicolored.
But why did you say that in front of your dad? Like,
I'm gonna fuck this guy with who's just pure elements.
Like, we're married.
Uh huh.
My parents are aware that we're married, but I'm not gonna sit there and be like, Sean and I fuck. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need to tell my parents that. I don't need to allude to your penis while we're sitting there at dinner.
Well, assume that most married couples have, in order to, if they've had children, they've had sex.
But we don't have children.
That's true.
We don't have children.
Also, you could assume that somebody adopted a child, too.
That's true. But I'm not going to sit there and just be like, well, Sean can take care of anything else, like, in front of my parents, because that would make me very uncomfortable.
Yeah, no.
And very, but Sapphire doesn't seem to be very bright.
No, she's not.
Okay. We have now my favorite part of this entire book.
So when Java, they're talking about whatever, you know, they're just talking about where you can find the plane or whatever. And Java's going through in his head what his idea is here is that he wants to grab the mask that Rex is wearing, put it on his face.
So he can be with Sapphire off.
And it cut off Metamorpho's head in such a cheerful way.
It is. It's such a cute little comic. It's like all happy. It's got little hearts above it. Like he's all smiley.
But then he chops off Metamorpho's head and Metamorpho's got like the little cross eyes.
Yeah.
And like, you know, and then he's just like, ah, it's actually pretty adorable.
It's pretty funny.
So they head off to the airport and everybody recognizes Rex Mason. Although I have a question here. Because I'm looking at now he's got an open shirt.
Yeah.
Like
I know, and his hands are out.
And his hands are out.
I know. I don't get it either. And here's the other thing I don't understand.
Did he get gloves too? I didn't see that.
Because he's like, you guys can take my plane. So
why are you going through?
Why are you going through? If you're going on a private jet, you don't need to go through this shit.
No.
And usually you don't. I mean, there are private jets that fly out of LAX, but like you go to a different terminal.
Yeah.
Like a different place. Like there's a small airport, a regional airport over by us, where there's a bunch, it's close to like the Broncos training center. So a bunch of private jets fly in and out. Like when, what's his face died, they were like all over the place.
Was the owner?
Yeah. What's his name?
I forgot.
When the owner of the Broncos died, like a bunch of fucking private jets flew into this airport that's not too far from us. There's no fucking like airport security there. You just go on the tarmac and you get in your private jet. Like, so I don't know why he's in a fucking busy ass airport going through TSA security.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, it doesn't.
And he goes through and everybody's like, you know, it's like, oh, you know, even security guys like, oh my God, it's Rex Mason, you know, Rex Mason. And this guy, the TSA guy is like, hey, your face, even though it's a perfect, your face looks perfect. I sense some sagginess.
Yeah.
And
he's like, there's something wrong with your face. And he's like, it's a mask.
And he grabs the mask off this guy's face. So he's like, as a TSA guy. So
he's an anti-masker. That's what that fucker is.
Oh, you know it.
Get that mask off your face. He starts ripping them off.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, imagine the TSA guy just grabbing somebody's face and just be like, you got a mask on. You know? So.
Oh, God. So then it comes off and he's like, oh, the chemical makeup. Like, I guess he kind of like gets close to some sensor. It's like, oh, my God, he's got huge chemical makeup.
He might be a bomb.
And I'm like, we don't even have that now.
Yeah, right? Yeah, we don't have that. If we had that, maybe that'd be a good idea.
You know what? The only thing that they have they ever done this to you when they like pull you aside?
What, the dogs?
No. So they have like a wipe.
No, I've never had that.
Okay, so they've pulled me aside a couple times because the underwire in my bra has set off the fucking metal detector.
Well, stop wearing adamantium bras.
I can't. If I don't, my tits are going to be at my knees. So, like, I go through security, and they pull me aside, and they, like, figure out that it's my underwire, but they still want to, like, check. So they take this, like, wipey, and it's almost like a wet wipe you would get with like chicken fingers. And they open it and they wipe your hands and then they like swipe it through this thing to see if there's any chemical residue on it.
Okay.
So they have done that to me before.
Okay.
No chemical residue, just an insanely strong underwire.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Metamorpho though, even though again, his hands are flesh colored, but the rest of his body is just his head.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he's got an open shirt and like the mask does go down like a little bit past through his neck, but it doesn't go that far down.
Yeah.
And he's like kind of, you know, he's kind of rocking a little bit of a Ben Affleck and Argo.
Open those fucking collars.
Open collar. And,
you
could see, even then, like, you would think you'd see, like, it was like, oh, yeah. Clearly you could tell it'd be a mask because you could see his gray chest.
Yeah.
Or his stripe.
You should see half purple, half no. I mean, he's got that thing open all the way to his sternum.
Yeah.
Which I approve of. But I'm like, wow, did you put makeup on it? And maybe he did.
I don't know. Apparently it didn't work. So he bolts and we kind of see where this guy, Wally Bannister, who was working in conjunction with Simon. Basically, you know, you get the impression that they kind of engineered, they engineered some sort of like a weapon or something, like a check or something.
Mm-hmm.
And even though like nobody really seemed to have that up until the point when they looked at his face and assumed that he was some sort of chemical terrorist or whatever.
Yeah.
Like apparently that was their plan, but doesn't really seem like that was their plan. So, Java's like, you know, it's like, oh, well, you know, he's like, you know, he speaks in like broken phrases. So he's like, it's like, how come, Bannister gets to watch after, Simon's like, oh, you should go watch after my daughter.
Right.
Who was drawn like she's like 100% tit.
Oh, she's 100% tit. She's got like Pamela Anderson tit.
Even in this drawing up here, like it's like
she's just, nothing but boobs.
It's just nothing but boobs. So
I mean, good for her, but you know.
So she, and so Java's like, oh, she go with Java, and he's like, no, oaf.
Yeah.
anybody short of Bruce Wayne isn't good enough for my daughter.
Yeah. Well, I guess he wants her to hook up with that guy.
Yeah.
That he sent to watch her. Because he's like good or something.
He's a rich guy.
He's a rich snob.
So Metamorpho turns it to gas, and he goes to the roof, and the cops come. And this is where like I don't understand
like Metamorpho could do so much other stuff.
Yeah.
Why does he always turn into springs? Like he turns into all these weird things.
I don't know.
And so he turns into a spring and he springs and then
he escapes.
He turns his arms into a cape.
Yeah.
And he kind of glides and he gets so, but he's so far up in the air that there's a random helicopter.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the airspace here, which
right by the airport.
Right by the airport. Mm. That is like, hey, Metamorpho, you should like come with us. And he's like, why should I come with you? And you know, and
he's like, you got no other choice.
But then he looks at the helicopter pilots and they're like dressed in like Matrix leather and they got cans.
And he's like, oh, I love the Matrix. That's a great movie. So he's like, I'll go with you guys.
I'll go with you. Yeah.
So he like goes there and it's like this group.
Well, he goes to like a
Do
mansion.
Do they have a name?
No, we don't. We see like the
we get that guy's name, but like the team doesn't seem to have a name.
No.
Okay.
So he goes to this mansion where Doc Dredd resides.
Yes, and I think it's funny that Metamorpho makes fun of this guy's name.
Yeah,
he's like Doc Dredd.
Because it is pretty dumb, and also like you. So this guy has a mansion, but he walks around his mansion looking like this.
I mean, if I had a cool outfit, maybe I would too. I don't know. Maybe he's horrible under there. Maybe he's like a Dr. Doom and it's stuck to his face.
Oh, it's true. Yeah. You know, I should give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. You
know,
yeah,
sometimes you forget that masks stick to people's faces.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
they're not like ours where we just pull them off after you go through the Starbucks drive-thru.
That's right. So, he's like, so you're Doc Dredd. Okay. That's dumb. Mm-hmm. But like, what do you want? What do you want me with? And he's like, well, my whole thing is like profiting off a disaster.
Yeah. So he's basically like all the Wall Street bros who are now, you know, betting on water futures because we're going to fight over that.
Yeah.
Soon. Because our world is a hellhole.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's it. Because he's like, you made money off mad cow disease.
Yeah. Because he's like, you know what I did? You know, I invented mad cow disease. I'm that guy.
Yeah.
You know, I
bet that it was going to fuck people up. He probably bet on this fucking pandemic. And yeah. He's rolling in the dough.
Yeah, this dude definitely bet on COVID.
Oh, 100%. And this guy's so rich right now.
Yeah, he is
so rich.
He's the guy we need to be asking
so
for money.
So many Bitcoins.
Yeah, so many. Yeah, he's definitely, all of his Bitcoin was on that money plane.
Oh, okay.
That's why they're trying to.
I still do not understand why it wasn't just a fucking USB drive. Like, what are we doing on?
Nope, it was a big ass fucking 1968 computer.
Yeah, I'm like, should it just be a USB? But okay, whatever, Edge, you get that Bitcoin.
Go ahead and spear that Bitcoin. So
careful with your neck.
So his source to get Metamorpho there was apparently his Metamorpho is like director.
Sure.
You know, the guy that works on his crew.
No, it was Pedro Pascal's character.
Oh.
Tell me that doesn't look like him in fucking Triple Frontier.
That is him.
It looks exactly like him. It's like the mustache and the hat and like the jean jacket, the whole thing.
That's true.
It looks exactly like him in Triple Frontier. I was like, oh, fuck, he's in here.
But not unlike the movie Triple Frontier, Pedro Pascal does not die from a mad cow disease variant.
No, he does here, though.
He does here, though. And the impression, yeah, the idea is that Metamorpho, he's going to, Dr. Dredd or Doc Dredd's going to say that
he, like,
there's some sort of
something in his face, like a pill. Doesn't he like put something in his mouth, or is he already exposed?
He's already exposed, but he's trying to tell Metamorpho, he's like, hey, you're the reason why he died because you have some sort of chemical agent, which actually makes a lot of sense. A man who's made of pure chemicals may in some way be extremely harmful.
Sure.
To
technically everything's made of chemicals, but
yeah,
yes.
Right. But I mean, saying about man, he's such a highly concentrated,
yes,
mass of
different chemicals,
of raw chemicals,
yes,
that is because who knows what the purple part is made of? I don't know what the purple part is made of.
Grape,
yes, grape, GR on the periodic table
is just grape.
You combine grape with some tungsten and you
I assume that that's just the grape Kool-Aid side of Metamorpho.
Right. Oh, okay. Okay, so he can kind of squeeze himself off there and somebody's,
yeah, he's like,
drink.
Oh, I'm delicious.
Hey, guy. Hey, I'm great for kids when they get out of the pool. I'm also serving sandwiches, serving mayonnaise sandwiches with Doritos.
Mayonnaise sandwiches?
Do you ever see those posts people be
what
like?
What kind of white nonsense is that? I say that as this is a white person. What the fuck?
Oh, no.
That's one of those, like, when I hear something like that, that's like one of those, like, I'm white, but I'm not that white. Like, mayonnaise sandwich white?
That is the most white sandwich you can have.
Is that a thing?
Well, no, it's like when you were a kid and, like, people would say...
Did you eat mayonnaise sandwiches?
No, but, like, you probably, maybe you put, like, meat on them or whatever.
Yeah, then you would also hope
put,
like, so.
Would you also
put... With fucking Wonder Bread with fucking Miracle Whip on it.
Gross. Shout out to Miracle Whip.
Oh, I hate Miracle Whip. Fuck Miracle Whip.
I don't understand why.
I know, it's not real.
No, it is real. I've had
it's
it.
It's not real. It's not a real thing. There is... there. Okay, so here's the thing about Miracle Whip that I have to explain to our listeners because they don't know.
Okay.
I am so anti-Miracle Whip that I literally will not buy it. And if Sean wants it because he likes it, and I'm like, ugh, I make him buy it himself.
Yeah, no, I have to go to a different store in a different county.
He has to pick it up when we go to the store because if he puts it on a list, I haven't had it. I'm not buying it. It's not real. It's disgusting.
Mayonnaise is technically healthier for you. Ew. you have mayonnaise.
No, mayonnaise is fine, but I'm just saying Miracle Whip. What the fuck?
Whipped salad dressing, as it is known.
It's so disgusting.
My parents used to use it a lot to
make
things.
A lot of people use it, but they're all wrong. They're all wrong. But no,
what would happen if you were on Chopped and you had whipped miracle dressing?
I'd throw it at, what's his face? Jeffrey, what's his name?
Oh, I want to call him Jeffrey Epstein, but yeah. No. Jeff's or whatever, fucking Arone.
Yeah, I'll just throw it at Arone.
Throw it at Arone.
Arone Sanchez.
Like, I can't remember your name, so I'll go throw it at you.
You're the one I can remember.
Or Scott Conant. That guy seems like a dick.
Yo, 100%. Because Arone seems okay.
Arone seems cool.
Scott Conant, no, he deserves Miracle Whip to the face. Just, what the fuck is this? I quit. Chop me. They're like, you forgot an ingredient. I'm like, I don't know if forgot is the right term.
I don't know. You want to ask Scott where it is. It's on his face.
I don't know if forgot is actually correct.
It's forgot as opposed to violently chucked.
At a judge. Was it you who put this in this basket? Fuck you. Hey. Throw.
They probably saw in the questionnaire, what's the one food you don't like? It's like Miracle Whip. It's like, hey, let's put that in the basket.
There's a lot of foods I don't like, but Miracle Whip, I don't even think it's a food. It's an abomination. And this is from someone who's eaten fluff. Fluff is an abomination, but at least it's fun. Miracle Whip's not fun.
Miracle Whip is not fun, guys.
Heard it here first.
That's the name of your book, your autobiography.
Miracle Whip is not fun.
So, but speaking of Miracle Whip, looks like Pedro Pascal here had some Miracle Whip and is having a bad reaction to it, and he dies.
Yeah, it's because he ate fucking Miracle Whip.
Yes. Because that's the white part of Metamorpho.
Ew, no.
So, I'm just imagining, like, he's made of foodstuffs.
That really is the best way to describe him, is that he's made of
He's got grape Kool-Aid, he's made of Miracle Whip, he's made of... orange taffy.
Sure.
Made of pudding. His leg, one leg's made of pudding. His other leg is made of more Miracle Whip.
I was gonna say beef jerky.
No, oh, but no, because you get the brown leg. The brown leg is beef jerky. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Brown.
What's the other white leg?
Is that your Miracle Whip leg?
Oh, I was thinking about his head.
Oh, his head to me is more like a liver pate. Oh, no, it's a beef stroganoff because it's gray.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll accept beef stroganoff.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Can we have beef stroganoff sometime soon?
Yeah, I guess I gotta, okay. Yeah. Yes, we can. I will make it. I am not a stroganoff person, but I'll make it for you.
Live on the air.
It doesn't make me angry. Like, fucking no, Miracle it doesn't. Whip.
Anyway, so RIP Pedro Pascal in this thing here. And
no.
So. Dr. Dredd is like, you know, look, you know, I'm going to blame this on you because we're going to say that you came out, you have this gas or whatever, this stuff on you that's going to kill everybody. And I do enjoy, though, he's sitting there telling him, like, this whole, like, he's like, look, there's a balloon in an airport, and it's going to go off, and everybody's going to know it's you. And in the middle of him saying that, Penn Warford just punches him in the face.
Yeah.
Which, rightfully so. He's like, yeah, you know, punch the guy in the face.
You know what? Good for you, Metamorpho. Don't let this guy monologue. What did we learn from The Incredibles? Don't let them monologue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he flies back to the airport and crashes a helicopter.
Yeah, good job.
He just like, because they're like, hey, you shouldn't be flying in here. And he's like, fuck that. I'm just going to crash this. And he jumps down.
It's
and
not
he go,
your mama's Metamorpho.
No. This is what he was doing in the first year, man. Who knows what he was doing in the second year? So he turns into a gas and he checks out the vents and he finds where this balloon is. And he uses his lead composition to prevent the deal from happening. So I do enjoy, though, his idea to escape isn't to turn into like some sort of smaller vehicle holding that balloon or something. He just turns into like a gigantic wheel and like smashes
weird.
His way out.
And he's like, is this why Superman has a cape?
Yeah.
Or yeah, because people are like, they don't realize he's the good guy. And so he's like, is this why Superman wears the cape? Or I got to get a cape or like some star spangled panties, like that Wonder Woman to like let people know I'm on their side.
Yeah. So, yeah, so he goes back to Stags and they contain this gas and, you know, we get this idea or we get the explanation that he was gonna, Doc Dredd's idea was that he was gonna unleash this gas and Metamorpho was gonna be blamed for it. And then all the airline stocks were gonna be the plummet.
Yeah.
So he was gonna basically profit off of that.
Yeah.
But since that didn't happen, Doc Dredd lost a lot of money. And I don't know if we never hear from him again. I'm assuming not. With mm-hmm. a name like Doc Dredd, kind of lame.
Yeah.
So, and so what's her face? This is the drawing where Sapphire is still in the airport because everybody's being quarantined.
Yeah, she's nothing but tit.
And she's nothing but tit here, and she's trying to get out, and this is where
she's like, my dad is the second richest man in the world. And the guy's like, I don't really care, lady. Like, you know, you got to stay here. It's just the way things are going to go. So she's with what's his face?
Reggie Bannister or Wally Bannister. I want to call him Reggie Bannister. Yeah. The guy from Phantasm. But
he's like, why don't you sit down and like sleep? And she's like, well, I am tired. And then she like rests against his face or whatever. And then
he's just like, hey, maybe you should forget about Rex Mason. And that's
maybe you should
think
about me.
Maybe
think
about some unstripped.
And then he just
dick.
Like undoes his button down to his sternum. And he's like, is this doing anything?
Saw this on Argo.
Saw this on Argo. Saw this on Narcos.
So, yeah, but that's how it ends. No letters page because it's a mini series. So did you want to read the next issue of this?
Nah, if I had nothing else to read.
You say that about everything.
Not about everything. Sometimes I hate things.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I've already read the next issue of this. It's kind of silly. It's actually not that. I read initially I wanted to do this issue that we were the
next one.
The next one. Yeah. I do it for our show, but it didn't hit the same.
Sure.
Didn't hit like a mayonnaise sandwich after you're done swimming does. So
how is that just not children just vomiting a poolside? Hot mayonnaise sandwiches.
It's not hot mayonnaise. It's just
you're serving it outside the sun. Why not peanut butter and jelly?
I mean, it's an option, yeah.
Who the fuck's feeding their kids mayonnaise sandwiches on a hot day?
I don't know.
Children retching everywhere.
So anyways, that's it for Metamorpho number Metamorpho Year One, number four, from January 2008. That's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening. Find us on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find the show on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever, and email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And please rate, review the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Pandora, Spotify, anywhere you get the show, anywhere that you listen to your shows, just tell your friends and give us good ratings if you think we deserve it. I think we do.
Sure.
And and check us out on YouTubes. We do stuff on YouTubes. I'm at AngryHero79 and it's Jen Stansfield.
Yep.
So check us out there if you want some extra content of randomness that you can sink your teeth into. So
hope you all are staying safe out there. Make sure that you guys are wearing your masks so we can get, done with this bullshit.
Get vaccinated if you're eligible.
Yes, get vaccinated. And,
I can't wait.
Don't be an idiot. Yeah, please. Thank you, folks, for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.